So children, did you understand what was the special promise that the Lord gave to Simeon? It says it was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Christ. That is, till he saw the Lord coming into the world. What a wonderful promise that Simeon had, that he knew he would get to see the Lord coming into the world that people had been waiting for so long. He would get to see the Lord before he died. And so, when he came into the temple, because the Lord led him to the temple on the day when Mary and Joseph were going to be there with the baby Jesus, he knew the Lord. He recognized him. Even though the Lord was just a baby, he could tell it was the Lord. And he took him up in his arms, and he blessed God. He thanked God and said, "Now, O Lord, you are letting your servant..." He calls himself the Lord's servant. "You are letting your servant depart in peace." That means, I'm ready. I'm feeling peaceful about leaving this world and going to the other world now, because I have seen your salvation. I've seen how you're going to save us. And how? By giving a light to illuminate, to light up the nations and the glory of your people Israel. It's a wonderful promise, and Simeon believed in the Lord's promise. He was waiting patiently for the consolation of Israel, for the Lord to come. Does the Lord make promises to us too? Yes, he does. Above all, he makes us the promise that if we will keep his Ten Commandments, then he will bring us into heaven and make us happier and happier forever. Now, in this story, it says that the way Simeon was waiting for the Lord was waiting for him to be the consolation of Israel. And consolation means comfort. For example, if you're a little child and you're shopping with your mom and dad, and somehow you get separated from them and you don't know where they are, that could be very scary. But then you see your dad coming, and he picks you up in his arms. That's consolation. That's comfort. You feel so much better. Or suppose that you're sick, or you're injured, and you're hurting, but your mom and dad take good care of you, and so do the doctors and the nurses, and they promise you that you will get better. It will take some time, but you're going to feel better. And then gradually, you feel, yes, the Lord is healing me, and I'm getting better. And that's consolation. Or suppose that a person is spiritually sick, and he notices that he has some really bad habits that he's ashamed of. And he feels like, I just can't stop this. I'm too weak. I just can't seem to stop it. Well, gradually, if he is sincere in trying to stop it, then he will see that, yes, he's too weak, but the Lord is strong, and the Lord will be able to help him stop this. And that's consolation. The Lord brings consolation to people who are waiting for his consolation, who believe in the promises that he makes us. And in the farther on in the New Testament, the Lord says something else about how he's going to come and comfort us. He says, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will beseech the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that it may remain with you forever, the Spirit of truth, which the world cannot receive, because it does not behold it, neither know it. But you know it, because it remains with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you." In those beautiful words, we can see that the Lord himself is the one who comes and comforts us. And he does it by his Spirit of truth, by the light that Simeon was talking about, that he brings into our minds out of heaven. Now, Simeon said a surprising thing about this child that doesn't exactly sound like consolation when you first read it, but it really is. And what he said was, he said to Mary, "This child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. And he said to Mary, and a sword shall pass through your own soul also, that the reasonings of many hearts may be revealed. Now that doesn't exactly sound like comfort, does it? But it is the way that comfort comes to us. We have to go through what the Lord calls temptations in order to really receive the Lord's comfort. And we can see how this came true literally, because Jesus did so many signs, but which anybody who wanted to could see who he really was, that he wasn't just an ordinary man, he was the Lord. And above all, he rose again on the third day. But the leaders, the chief priests and scribes and the elders, they spoke against the Lord's signs, told people not to believe in him. So people had a choice. What are they going to believe? Are they going to follow the Lord, or are they going to follow the leaders of their church? And poor Mary and all the other disciples had to watch Jesus be crucified, which was a terribly sad thing, like a sword passing through their soul. But then, of course, the Lord rose and comforted them. And something similar to this happens with all of us, too, if we're willing to let the Lord comfort us. And we believe in his promise. We believe the promise of his coming and the signs that he gives us. Then our minds are open to the warmth and light, his Holy Spirit out of heaven. And in the light of heaven, we can look at ourselves and we can recognize that there are some things about us that need to fall away. They're in the way, they're blockages for the Lord. They need to fall away, so that the good things from the Lord with us can rise up and take their place and be who we are, so that we can be the Lord's servants. And so, but this isn't easy, because there's a part of us that wants to cling to those bad habits. And so it's like a sword needs to pass through our soul. Jesus said, "He who loses his soul for my sake shall find it." But the Lord is with us, and he helps us. And the reasonings of our hearts, he shows them to us, he reveals them to us, so we can say, now this is from the Lord. This is what I'm going to do. That one is wrong. That's what I'm not going to do. In that way, we get to choose to receive the Lord and to follow him. And that's how we prepare the way, so that the Lord can come and bring us his comfort, his consolation. There's no other way. We have to choose. We have to choose to follow the Lord. We can't just drift into heaven. We need to choose. So in that way, we really receive the Lord. So we can be like Simeon in this story. We can aim to be a just man who treats his neighbors fairly and honestly. Someone who is circumspect, who's careful, who thinks, what am I doing? What am I doing? Am I following the Lord? Am I being his servant or not? Someone who believes in the promise of the consolation of Israel coming to us. And then, just as Simeon got to take up the Lord in his arms, so the Lord himself will come to us and take us up into his arms. He will not leave us orphans. He will come to us. Amen.